Our grandsons experienced an unforgettable vacation where Mom and Dad took them out west to see the Tetons and Big Sky Country and Yellowstone National Park. God made sure they got plenty of memories. The herd of buffalo that basically surrounded their vehicle, the moose that was right by the side of the road, that elk that posed patiently for all the pictures anyone wanted to take. But as impressive as all that was, nothing impressed them so much as this water that kept shooting high out of the ground. Yeah, you guessed it. That amazing geyser known as Old Faithful. In fact, our older guy told his mom, "I want a geyser." We're working on that. That geyser, I mean, it really is something to see. This tower of water and steam exploding out of the ground high into the air and always at the same time intervals. Well, of course. It's Old Faithful. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a treasure called Faithful. Our grandson said he wanted an Old Faithful of his own. Well, so does God. Yeah, he's looking for some Old Faithfuls he can count on. The Bible makes it clear that a lot of the things we do don't really impress God much, if at all. But there's one trait that gets his attention and triggers his blessing. It is faithfulness. Like a certain geyser, always being there, always doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. To all of us who know someone like that, maybe you're thinking of someone, those folks are the anchors of our life. To God, they're the folks he loves to reward. God expresses what he values in a man or woman in our word for today from the Word of God. It's not flashiness. It's not friendliness. It's faithfulness. In 1 Corinthians 4:2, he says plainly, "It is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." Notice, he doesn't say you have to be successful. Faithful. A friend of mine said, "Ron, I think I figured out your job description. Stay pure and show up." Well, that pretty much says it. Keep pure and keep showing up. Paul put it this way in his final challenge to his son in the faith, Timothy. Keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. See, faithfulness is so valuable because, well, it's so rare. Today, people stick with a responsibility or a commitment as long as it feels good, as long as it's fun, until the novelty wears off, or so long as I'm being treated right or appreciated. But our Lord modeled something much more noble, seeing your job through even when everyone deserts you, even when you want out, even when the world's against you, even when they nail you to a cross. He is faithfulness. That's why he wants faithfulness. The book of Revelation says that when he makes his glorious appearance at his second coming, he will be the rider on the white horse who is called Faithful and True. I hope that's what they call you, or they will start to call you as you move from being one who's in and out of commitments to becoming one of God's old faithfuls. However small your assignment, however tired you may feel, however unappreciated you are, by people that is, stay faithful. What an honor to be a man or woman about whom Almighty God can say, "I can count on her. I can count on him." He's looking for warriors who will continue to stay at their post, whose commitments he and others can depend on, who will finish what they start. If that's hard for you, remember that faithfulness is part of what the Bible describes as the fruit of the Spirit. You can actually ask God to produce his faithfulness in you. And up ahead, there stands your Lord Jesus at the finish line. And listen to what he's going to reward. It's not success. He's telling his champions, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Oh, live for that, warrior.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.